Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, let us begin today's wonderful session with Sai Gayatri. Om Sai Shwaraya Vidmahe Satya Devaya Dhimahi Tanna Sarva Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Today we have the privilege of listening to a very fiery, passionate, devoted, loving, amazing speaker. He is a very familiar face to those who have been coming to Prashanthi Nilayam from years, because many a times Bhagwan has made him speak in public sessions at Prashanthi Nilayam, in private sessions at Trai Brindavan, in Kodaikanal. In that sense, he needs no introduction. But this is a privilege that Bhagwan thought should be conferred on me, and therefore I am here to introduce Shri Ajit Popat. Each talk of his, Swami used to call as a puppet show. Because once in Trai Brindavan, Swami had asked him after one of his talks, "What's your name?" He said, "Swami Ajit." Swami said, "No, full name, Swami Ajit Popat." Swami said, "I don't like Ajit, I don't like Popat, I like puppet, P-U-P-P-E-T, puppet." Since then, every time sir speaks, he makes it a point to mention that it is a puppet show that is happening. I remember one such puppet show that I witnessed in Trai Brindavan. It was one of the first talks I heard of Shri Ajit Popat. I did not know him, and there was no introduction that time. Swami just told him, "Puppet, shuru karo puppet show." And he began, and as he spoke, the enthusiasm, the passion, the energy, oh my God, I just felt, "Swami, if I should love you, I should love you like the way this devotee of yours loves you." And at the end, many of us had moist eyes, because along with the humor and energy, there was so much of deep insight and heart-touching episodes. At the end of it, I remember Swami was also so happy. He asked him, "Puppet, kya chahiye? What do you want?" And sir said, "Swami, when Arjuna wanted to know who Krishna is, Krishna showed him his reality. Show me that reality, Swami," he said. And Swami said, "Puppet, with these eyes you can't see that reality." He said, "Then Swami, give me those eyes with which I can see." Swami said, "Very good, very good." And you know, Swami wanted to praise him. He said, "You're a very good puppet." And then pointing to all of us boys, Swami said, "These are not good puppets, because if I pull their string, it breaks." And puppet sir, you know, he said, "Swami, then be merciful, don't pull the string so hard then. Pull it gently so it doesn't break." It was such a wonderful interaction. Ajit Popat sir, you know, he has been passionate, enthusiastic and energetic from his early days. At the age of 16 or 17, he joined the NCC. It was the time of the Indo-China war. He enlisted in the army. At the age of 19, he became a second lieutenant in the Indian army. After that, you know, whatever, he has worked in TCS, Tata Consultancy Services. By the way, today TCS is India's largest company with the greatest market capitalization. Now he continues to work as an independent insurance consultant, but that is all to the sidelines. Most importantly, after he left the Indian Army, he has become a lieutenant in Sai's Army. He travels, he speaks, he inspires Sai Bhakti and Sai love in many hearts. And I must say that in my humble opinion, he is definitely Swami's Popat. Because you know, a Popat in Hindi means parrot. It is said that a parrot speaks the tongue and the words in the home in which it is kept. If it's kept in a saint's home, it speaks saintly things. If it's kept in a sinner's home, it speaks wrong things. In that sense, sir is truly Swami's Popat, because whatever he speaks are Swami's words. Whatever we feel when he speaks is Swami's love. Grateful to Swami for this wonderful opportunity that we are getting to hear him speak on Swami's Karuna, Sai Karuna Mai, that is his topic. With that, I would like to welcome Ajit Popat sir to the stage.
Namaste Purushadhaksha, Namaste Bhaktavatsala, Namaste Sai Nathaya, Namaste Satya Saine. Ya Kundendu Tushar Har Dhavala, Ya Subrava Stavrita, Ya Veenavar Danda Manditakara, Ya Swesta Padmasana, Ya Brahma Achyuta Shankara Prabhutibhir, Deve Sada Vandita, Samam Patu Saraswati Bhagavati, Nishesha Jadyapaha. Namaste Shiva Rupaya, Namaste Paramatmane, Namaste Shirdinathaya, Namaste Satya Saine. Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Karuna Rupena Samsthita, Namastasye Namastasye Namo Namaha. Savinay, Saprem, Sakutumba Sahit, Koti Koti Sashtang Dhanvat Pranam at the divine lotus feet of my beloved Bhagavan. With the grace of Bhagavan Baba, with his authority and with his will, Swami has yet again arranged a puppet show. My understanding is very simple, like a 5-year-old child. And Swami has made me realize it umpteen number of times in personal interviews over a period of last 32 years that I only speak what he wants to hear. He pulls the string and I start. When he says bas karo, that's the end of it. Today is a very auspicious day. It's a divine declaration day, 20th of October 1940, when Bhagawan decided to declare his divine avataric mission. It is also a Durga Ashtami day, when we worship the divine mother aspect of the divine principle, the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, supreme divine principle. And we have been enjoying the Yagnam, Veda Purusha Sapta Jnana Yagna, Vidwan Mahasabha proceedings in the Sayankul Vanthol in the Divine Presence. And there is yet another Yagna which is going on, which is Gram Seva is Ram Seva, Jeeva Seva is Siva Seva, Manav Seva is Madhav Seva, Nar Seva is Narayan Seva. So when these three yagnas are going on, I am to touch upon yet another yagna. And that is Prema Yagna. The Prema Yagna, the foundation of that Prema Yagna is Swami's pure selfless love, which we very loosely and freely translate as Karunamayi Saima. I remember once I was sitting with Bhagwan in the inner room, and Bhagwan was talking about the Trinity. There is a mention of Trinity in Christianity. There is a mention of Trinity in very elaborate way in Hinduism. Trinity signifies in Hinduism Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. And then there was a silence in the inner room, and I said, Baba, I have not seen very fortunately or unfortunately Brahma, Vishnu or Mahesh. But I have seen one Trinity. Swami said, kya? What? I said, you. I said, you are Karuna Murti, Kshama Murti and Prema Murti. That is why respected brother Murli, when he asked me that in which subject you speak, I said I would rather speak on Karuna Murti, Karuna Mahi Saima. The unfortunate thing for, I think, I am speaking for myself, so don't misunderstand me. We do not understand the love of our own physical mother. How difficult it is to comprehend the love of the mother, who is the divine mother, whose love is boundless. I remember once Swami had given me the opportunity to speak in Trai Vrindavan, and I said that, Baba, your love is limitless. And he stopped me. He said, hey, puppet, what are you saying limitless? When you say limitless, that means you are assuming that there is a limit. Cheh, kaadu kaadu. Say, Swami's love is boundless. The ocean has got a limit. The sky has got a limit. We at human level have limited energy, limited time to live in this world. Nobody has come without return ticket. Everybody has got a return ticket and the booking has already been confirmed. Even the city is also located. The place of burial is also decided. So, Swami said, my love is boundless. I remember once there was a puppet show in Sai Kulwant Hall, and when I came out, somebody said the Sai is the ocean of compassion. I said, my dear brother, I would like to correct your impression. Sai is not the ocean of compassion. Sai is not the ocean of knowledge. Sai is knowledge. Sai is compassion. Once we were talking about Lord Krishna and Rama, and I said, Baba, I have not been fortunate enough to see Rama and Krishna. And even if I would have seen it, it is out of my memory. But if there was a Rama, he must be like you only. If there was a Krishna, he must be like you only. He must be having the same attributes. Let's come back to the main point. Karuna. The optimum of compassion, mercy, pure, selfless, unasked for. There is a very beautiful verse which I will recite, which was composed by Swami Abhedananda, who incidentally was a colleague of Swami Vivekananda, and who was the direct disciple of Bhagwan Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa Deva. And he composed this particular verse invoking the blessing of Ma Sharada. Ma Sharada is nothing but the embodiment of the divine energy, which we call Mahakali, Mahasaraswati or Mahalakshmi. And he says, Ahetu kiti karuna kilete sabhava, drushta kathorodaya pite bhajante, tvameva sarva jagatam janani prapatri, Sri Saishwari Rametava Suprabhatam. The free translation of this is that, O Divine Mother, I invoke the blessing on this very auspicious day of the Brahma Murta through the verse of this Suprabhatam, that your love is so pure, so selfless and so motiveless, that thinking about that compassion and that mercy, my stone heart melts like a cube of ice. I hope you are with me. When you experience the pure selfless love, at human level it is very difficult to comprehend. Because human liver itself has got limitations. My eyesight is limited. My resources are limited. My energy level is limited. My intellect is limited. More than that, my understanding is also limited. I remember once I was sitting with Bhagawan and Bhagawan was talking about understanding. And he said, "Puppet, understanding? You stand under the master and you will understand." At other time we were talking about surrender and he said, "I am sir, you are under." Sir, under. I am sir, you are under. When you stand under the master with this understanding, then you only can understand the level of his compassion, his mercy. It is motiveless. It is selfless. He has got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. I had come with Bhagawan's divine inspiration, motivation and his direction. With specific consent, I had brought a jumbo aircraft from London, a charter flight. Actually, to be honest with you, Swami, when I came here that time in the month of Shivratri, he mentioned to me that, "Papa, next time when you come, you bring the group." So I said, "Baba, how many people?" He said, "Bring jumbo." So I then contacted Air India in London office and then we made a considerable amount of efforts and we succeeded in finding a chartering 747 jumbo aircraft of Air India. The aircraft, of course, cannot land in Puttaparthi. But let me tell you one thing, we were the first people from London to land at Puttaparthi airport. And that was on Swami's 70th birthday. And from that time I have been inspired and instructed by Swami to bring charter flights. In all we brought 13 charter flights. I have lost the count of number of groups that I brought. But recently I was looking at my old diaries and I realized that more than 7,000 devotees came with me. Is it possible at human level? It's impossible. He made it possible because only with God impossible is possible, because the Swami said the magic lies in it, the spelling of the impossible. I am possible is I am P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E. The spelling impossible only gives you the answer that I am possible. Anyway, so coming back to this charter flight, you know, we came here and Bhagawan, I was told later on that 2 days before our arrival at Prashanthi Nilayam, there was a convoy of 11 Volvo buses from Bangalore airport to Prashanthi Nilayam. And then there were 4 cars. Sorry. When we came here, Bhagawan asked me that day in the evening, I was at Yajur Mandir, we had dinner together, and Bhagawan asked me, "Papa, did you get the accommodation?" I said, "Yes, Swami." "Everybody is happy?" I said, "Yes, Swami." "Everything is okay?" I said, "Yes, Swami." Later on I was told that Bhagawan had given the instructions to the accommodation department that 2 days before N6 and N7 should be vacated completely. It should be thoroughly cleaned and it should be kept ready for London group. Bhagawan was so compassionate that he had given the instructions that London boys are coming. I remember once I came in 1996 for the water project. It was a group of only 18 people. My habit is to go from one story to another. I will come back to the main story, so don't get lost. So that time, Swami had given the instruction to the canteen manager in South Indian canteen. I'm going back to 1996. That London boys have come, you see. Puppet has come from London. There in London he takes sandwich. So make for him sandwich as breakfast. That afternoon we had gone to Anandpur to see the reservoir, the main pumping station, which is still there, which actually also has a purification plant. And we also went and visited the substations, and Swami had given me the instruction by 3 o'clock he should come. The tiffin boxes were provided by Swami himself. The menu was given for us. And Swami had given the instruction that before they come to Prashanthi Nilayam, you must stop at a nice spot under the shade and have lunch, but you must be back by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because Swami had decided to call the group at 3:30 for an interview. Just imagine that the Divine Mother has taken so much of pain to not only plan our visit. Incidentally, I must tell you that it was the month of August and it was pretty hot. So Swami had organized an air-conditioned bus from Bangalore. When we were called for the interview, he asked me, "Hey Puppet, how was the vegetable pulao?" I said, "It was good, Swami." He said, "Did you also taste the matar paneer?" I said, "Yes, Swami." He said, "What about the payasam?" I said, "Swami, it was very nice." He said, "I gave you the menu." Swami himself told me, "I gave the menu." Coming back to the charter flight, let's go back to the main story. We settled down and we had brought a program. Swami very graciously agreed on a day. He told me in the morning that this afternoon, Puppet, your children will present the program. Brothers and sisters, you'll be surprised. Swami asked me, "What time shall I come?" So I said, "Baba, whenever you come, the program will commence with your consent." He said, "No, no, Puppet, that's not the answer. I'm asking you a simple question. What time shall I come?" Now for me it was very difficult and very awkward to tell him what time he should come. So I said, "Baba, whenever you will come, I will start the program." No. He said, "Nana, che, give me the answer. What time shall I come?" I was feeling very embarrassed, so I didn't say anything. They say in English, you see, when you don't have the correct reply, silence is golden. Instead of giving a wrong answer and showing your ignorance, it's better to be silent. So I kept quiet, and then Swami himself told me, "Is 3:30 all right?" I said, "As you say." He came at 3:30. But he came in the veranda. Swami came in the car and he went towards the interview room. I was sitting at my usual place near the second pillar. Bhagwan told driver Padmanabham to get into the reverse gear and he came. He lowered the window of the car and he told me, "Hey Puppet." Mind you, all the 400 devotees who were with me, they were all sitting there. The instruments, the artists, everybody was ready. We were ready to go as soon as waiting for the Swami's instruction to start. Swami told me that, "Puppet, I'm going out for some time. So don't get worked up. I'll be back within 10-15 minutes and then we'll start the program." Was there a need for Swami to tell me that he's going out, that he will come back, that I should not worry? There was no need. There was no need to tell me. Even if we would have come back after 1 hour, we would have waited for him in any case. But this is the karuna. This is the compassion. This is the motherly love. He knew my weakness. That if I see Swami's car going out of Dashavatar gate, my heart palpitation will go up and I will have, my BP will go up, you see. So, knowing my weakness and knowing my nature and anxiety and the apprehension that I may have to go through, he very graciously came back in the reverse gear and told me that, "Don't worry, I'm just going out. I'll be back within 10-15 minutes. He came back after about 15-20 minutes and he told me, "Ready?" I said, "Yes, Swami." He said, "When God is ready, you should be ever ready. Start." When God is ready, we should be ever ready. As a matter of fact, he is ever ready. I am not ready. My mother has prepared a very delicious meal for me. She's sitting on the dining table. She expects me that I should be back home by 8 o'clock. I go with my buddies and I go for a night show. My mother is waiting there on the dining table. Twice she had already warmed up the meal. When I get back home and when I tell my mother, "I'm sorry I'm late," she said, "It's all right, but wash your hand, get ready and have a meal." And I say, "Amma, I already had a meal in Marriott Hotel. How does she feel? Have I ever given a thought that she was in the kitchen from 6 o'clock in the evening? Prior to that, at 4 o'clock, she had gone for shopping. She brought the fresh vegetables. She brought the fresh fruits. She knows that my weakness is to have a fruit salad with ice cream. She has made all that ready for me. And I come back and tell her that I have already had my dinner and I was enjoying my meal in Marriott Hotel. But she doesn't get angry. She said, it's okay. She puts everything in the fridge, cleans up the table. Next morning, she again gets up and makes a breakfast for me. This is what exactly is the compassion of Swami. He has shown us the path of Medicare, Educare, Social Care. Mother Ishwaramma had small three desires, that Satya, there should be a small clinic in Puttaparthi. The general hospital which was started by Swami has already completed 60 years. I am told reliably that on 23rd, day after tomorrow, on 23rd there is going to be inauguration of the extension building. Not only these buildings have come up, but there is a general hospital in Whitefield, there is a super speciality hospital in Vrindavan, there is a super speciality hospital in Parthi. Mother had also expressed a desire that there should be a school so the children do not have to travel outside Puttaparthi. Now we have university, which is considered by the University Grant Commission as one of the best university in India. I was told reliably that when the team of experts came to visit the universities, they have given 3A grading to our university. Mother also had a desire that there should be some water facility so that people, particularly the poor villagers, do not have to travel a long distance. As you know, Swami during his own childhood used to bring water for Seshamaraju's house. He used to walk as much as 8 kilometers. Swami used to carry the coward, you know. There are two small pots and then he used to carry it himself and bring water from long distances. And that triggered off into transformation of a water project. He started off with Anandpur, then he went to Mehboob Nagar district, then the water project was extended to East Godavari project, West Godavari project, and then he brought the Gnana Ganga in the city of Chennai, the metro city of Madras at that time. There is no limit. There is no limit. His compassion is overflowing. He keeps on giving, 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 giving after. There is no planning, there is no calculation. There is no end to it. I remember once me and my wife, we were very fortunate to sit at the Divine Lotus Feet. Swami excused himself and he said, "A puppet, wait, huh? Just, I'm coming." He went inside and brought a sari for my wife. My wife said that, "Baba, last month when we were here, you had already given me one sari. Again you are giving me. There is no need for it." Swami said, "You come to mother's place. How can you go empty-handed?" Huh? I remember, since a lot of sisters are sitting there, it was the Gram Seva time. Swami had given us an interview, me and my wife, and he had given me a safari dress piece, and he said that, "Papa, tonight you get it stitched and tomorrow morning you come and wear this dress." And then he gave a sari to my wife. I went for Gram Seva. I come here for Gram Seva for the last 15 years. That was his command and instructions. That's the reason why I'm wearing the t-shirt of Satya Sai University. In the afternoon I came back from Gram Seva and Swami asked me that, "Papad, how was the Gram Seva?" I said, "Anandam." He reacted immediately and he put his hand on his heart and he said, "Anandam, பிரம்மானந்தம், பரமானந்தம், நித்யானந்தம், அகண்டானந்தம், ஆத்மானந்தம், அத்புதானந்தம், ஆச்சரியானந்தம், பிரேமானந்தம், யோகானந்தம், துரியானந்தம், நாவ் சத்யானந்தம், சச்சிதானந்தம், ஐ எம் தட் ஆனந்தம், கம் இன்சைட். And then he was inquiring, what happened, which village did you go, how many people, houses you visited, what was the experience like. After having got all the details, he went inside and brought a sari. And he said, this is for your wife. I said, Baba, this morning you gave it, na? He said, is it the same sari? I said, I don't know. Is it the same color? I said, I really don't know. It's a puppet. Is it the same border? I said, I don't know, Mangam. He said, give it to her, Swami's blessing. And tell her, the one which I gave it in the morning, she should wear it in the morning. The one I am giving now, she should wear it in tomorrow evening. There is no reason for love. There is no season for love. There is no cause. I'll give yet another example. I had come here with a project report, again which was pertaining to some charter flight, and I wanted to show those documents to Swami. Luckily I had the permission to visit Swami's house anytime, any day, wherever he is, whether it is in Trai, whether he is here, or whether he is in Kodaikanal. That is yet another measure of his love. So in the evening I went to Swami. And I was carrying a little box, a cardboard box. In that I had put all the papers and the documents which I wanted to show him. The girls and boys in London, they had prepared a very beautiful presentation report, you see. It was done very artistically by the image designers. They were part of our group. They are very professionals. So it was done with so much of love and devotion. So I said, I must show it to Swami, and Swami will get excited and he will be very happy, because whenever you have seen, I'm sure many of you have seen Swami looking at the cards, reading it and spending so much of time with the primary school children. So I went to, Swami was in Yajur Mandir. This was sometime in year 2009. And that day, I sent the message to Brother Satyajit. We are in the family, that's why I'm giving you the names, you know, because there is no secret. Swami once said, in Prashanti Nilayam, I don't have a secretary because I don't have a secret. The bosses have the secret, so the only secretary knows. My heart is transparent. I'll come back to that point also a little later. But let's go to the main story. So I went there and I put that box outside in the security office. And I said to Brother Satyajit that, sir, kindly please tell Swami that puppet is praying. He came back after about 20 minutes or so and he told me that Swami is calling you. Swami was on the dining table. I'm sharing in the spirit of caring and sharing that Swami hardly used to eat. He used to only bless the food and eat very little. His serving spoon was not tablespoon, teaspoon. Even the papadam, he used to break it with the teaspoon and take it. He used to eat very little. So Swami had actually finished the so-called dinner. The rest of the people, the Central Trust members and the trustees of the Central Trust and the Vice Chancellors, they all ordered to finish their meal also. So Swami used to sit right at the center of the table, dining table. It is a 20-seater dining table in Yajur Mandir. So Swami used to sit right on top of the, you know, master's chair. And then two chairs were kept always empty. Nobody was allowed to sit there because Swami used to keep all the bowls in front of him. You know, the serving bowls. Whatever is there, the rasam, sambar, whatever is there. And then he used to take a little bit with his own hand. And then rest of the thing was given to us as prasadam. So because all that area was required, nobody is supposed to sit there. That particular day Swami had already, by the time I reached and I was called in, he had already had blessed the food and he already had so-called dinner. And everything was removed and the table was clean. So I was supposed to actually go and sit in the opposite side. Swami When he called me inside the dining hall, I did the pranam to him. And Swami, I said, Baba, I want to talk to you for 2 minutes. I didn't go for dinner. It so happened that Swami was on the dining table. But Swami said, Puppet, first eat, then we'll talk. So immediately he just made a signal and my plate was brought. Very sumptuous dinner was served. And I closed my eyes. I was sitting next to Swami. I mean, at an arm's length. And Swami was looking at me. Everybody had finished the dinner and everybody's eyes was focused on me. I am the only joker who is supposed to eat, you know. So everybody was looking at me, you know. And I was feeling very conscious about it, you know. I was feeling a bit shy. I was feeling a bit embarrassed that everybody has finished their meal and I'm the only guy sitting there. And Swami also would have actually got up and went inside. But Swami is so merciful, so compassionate. That is Sai Karuna Mai. What he did was, he asked the boy and food was served to me. And then I closed my eyes. And I did Brahmarpanam. Mentally. I did Brahmarpanam. I said, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninan Deva Mashita. And I said, Annam Brahma Raso Vishnu Bhokta Deva Maheshwara. Achmanam samarpayami, naivedyam samarpayami. And I was about to start, I actually took the chapati and I was about to eat and he stopped my hand. He held my hand, he said, wait. And then he didn't say anything, he just did like this. Go and wash your hand. So, just behind Swami's chair in the corner, there was a small basin. And there was a liquid Dettol shop. So I washed my hand and I came back to the table, dining table. And Swami looked at me, he smiled at me and he said, so I started eating. I was not actually interested in eating, to be honest with you. A, I was very conscious about what was happening and B, I was not, I wanted to spend time with Swami and talk to him and get the approval about the project report which I had taken. But he's all knowing, all hearing, all seeing, you see. So he knew what was the purpose. And there was no justification in Swami telling me what I'm going to now share with you. He said, Puppet, you know one thing, you brought that cardboard box, na? Mind you, that cardboard box was lying outside in the security office. Even Satyajit didn't know about it. Nobody knew about it. Swami was trying to teach me that, look, I know everything. I said, yes, Swami, I brought that box. He said, that box you were carrying it, na? Underneath there was some dirt. So your hands were dirty. That's why I ask you to wash your hands. Now, every time, you know, when somebody says, let's have dinner together or have lunch together, when my wife says, let's have meal, I always go and wash my hand and I remember this lesson. It didn't become physical. It has become part of me. This is how he used to teach. Was there any need for Swami to tell me that you must wash your hand before you eat? Was there any need for Swami to tell me that I should go and gargle after I have finished my meal and wash my mouth? But that's, he was so selfless, so pure. He never missed the opportunity to teach us. Not that he was teaching us love all, serve all and help ever and hurt never. Not that he was trying to inspire us and motivate to participate in social care and medical care and educare. But he was going to the fundamentals. He treated me like a child. He didn't recognize that Puppet is a graduate from such and such university and he has come from London, he has come from a civilized society and he is a very sophisticated person and he drives a Mercedes car and he has been living a very luxurious life. No, chese, kadu kadu. These are not the consideration. His love is motiveless. His love is pure. He has got nothing to gain. What do you have that you can offer it to him? What do you have that you can offer it to him? What is that you can claim that you are, that belongs to you? When I came out of my mother's womb, I came empty-handed. When I will get inside the box, I will be still empty-handed. I have got nothing to offer to Him. Whatever I have received, whatever I have accomplished, whatever I have achieved, is because of His karuna, because of His compassion, because of His mercy. Grace is something much greater. Let me give you another thing, another lesson that Swami taught me. He materialized vibhuti for me. Not only that, He poured it on my palm. He took a piece of paper and He said, put it here. Then He made a very nice packet and then put it in my pocket. He said, puppet, when you go back to London, share it with everybody. That is His love. I remember once we were in Kodaikanal and Swami told me that actually Swami came in the morning and then that morning He had asked me to give a talk. And then afterwards Swami asked one of the officials, what's the program for the afternoon, this afternoon? So he said, Swami, I mean, we are waiting for your divine instruction. He said, let's say everybody go for... No, he said, no. Today let's call for all the cars and buses. We are going on a picnic. So Swami took us to a fall, you know, in Kodaikanal, which is about, I think, 9 to 10 kilometers. I don't know the exact distance. Who is interested in the distance when God is so near? So, He took us on a picnic. Now, as we were coming back, He saw a candy shop, you know, the sugar candy, you know, that big thing. Budde ka bal, we call it in India. You know, the huge, massive thing. And the children, they eat actually. So he told one of the officials that, you see that shop? Buy everything whatever he has got. So the shop was actually clean shaven, you know. Whatever was there in the shop, Swami bought everything. We went back to Sai Shruti. It was time to have lunch. We had lunch with Swami. In the afternoon, Swami called us. Usually we used to go and meet Him at 3:30 in the afternoon, because bhajan then used to start when Swami used to give instruction. And then Bhagwan used to come, and then the program used to start. So, Swami asked for those candies which He had purchased in the morning. He called each boy by his name. Everybody got it. He called me also. He said, puppet, come. He gave it to me. And then when everybody got it, then Swami said, like He used to ensure, standing in the veranda during those days, and even later on when Baba was sitting in the portico, He always used to ensure that the last man sitting and the last sister sitting in that Sainkulvanthal, when everybody has got it, then only arti will be offered. Isn't it? That was the protocol. He knows that everybody must get my prasadam. Prasadam sarva dosa shoshanam samasta papa kandanam samasta chitta ranjanam samasta loka poshanam. That prasadam is of tremendous value. We underestimate it. Those who are on diet, they think that, oh, it is sweet again, you know. My diet plan is going haywire. So much of calories. Don't think like that, sisters. No. It's ridiculous. God has given you. If you want to lose weight, there are so many other ways to do that. Go to gym, go for jogging. Eat less at night. 25% of the stomach should be empty. I'm sharing what Swami has told me. I'm not a dietitian. So don't get me wrong. I'll give you some beauty tips also, because I'm not a beautician, but Swami has taught me how to look beautiful. He said beautiful, not fool. You have a beauty, but you are a fool. F-O-O-L. Anyway, so Swami, when He ensured that everybody has got it, then He just by signal, He said, shuru karo. He gave the permission to eat. Everybody was eating. I was the only guy sitting there, and I was looking down, and I was holding that candy in my hand. And Swami, you know, He's all knowing and all seeing. He can scan you for nowhere. That CT scan and MRI scan, which is new in the super specialty hospital, that's the latest model. But His scanning is ultra modern, you see. So He saw that I was not eating the candy. So He said, puppet, You don't like candy? I said, it's okay. So why are you not eating? So my wife was with me, but she was not in the afternoon session, because the sisters, they were not allowed to come in the afternoon session. They used to go and sit in the bhajan hall. So I said, Baba, when I get back to my room, you know, I will share with her and then we eat together. So he said, come here. And he gave me another candy. He said, don't share with her. Go and enjoy with her. That is motherly love. When we reached Kodaikanal, and the very first day session, my wife had come to Kodaikanal for the first time. Whereas I had gone there for the third time. And Swami that morning asked me, Papa, did you get the hot water? I said, yeah. He said, did you get the shaving set and everything? Because he had put a vanity box for my wife and for me. To that extent that he had also put a makeup box with different colors. There was lipstick also. There was an eyebrow pencil also. There was a lip line pencil also. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's two things. And then there was Max Factor powder where with the mirror and you know, you put puff and all that. And then you have a small brush, you know, to make do the makeup. Then you go to beauty parlor. Everything was there. In the afternoon, he asked my wife, did you use that or not? That is motherly love. Everything was arranged. Next day morning, it was a bit cold and Swami said, she spoke to my wife and said, thoda thand lagta hai, it's getting slightly chilly. Immediately asked for a shawl and he distributed to all the sisters. He said, now you are okay. There was an electric heater also. The first thing he asked, did you get hot water or not? We were waiting for Swami's darshan in Kodaikanal. Swami used to come down from Sai Shruti and then come to the balcony. And he used to stand there. And there was those of these who have been to Kodaikanal, you know, around Swami's balcony, there are beautiful flowers. There are many photographs published by bookstall and the radio side. And Swami used to stand there, give balcony darshan, and then he used to glide down towards the sister side, then go up to the lake side, main road, and then come to the gent side. And it's amazing, you see, that he wants to see everybody. In Chennai, when we were there for the Atirudra Mahayagna, there were thousands and thousands of people. Brothers and sisters, you can't imagine. There were hundreds and thousands of policemen on duty to control the crowd. Because Baba had gone to Madras after a very long time. And Baba had gone there to inaugurate this particular water project which was executed by him. And all the dignitaries and the ministers and the chief ministers and everybody was there. But his main purpose was to give darshan to the poorest of the poor. He was more concerned about them. So he used to go on the main road and go from up and down. Mind you, that time Swami had decided not to walk, so he was in the chair. But despite that, it used to be very hot. You know, Madras as it is very hot. And this was the month of, if I remember correctly, it was sometime middle of August. Yet Swami was not bothered about it. They actually brought an umbrella for him. And he said, "Che, take it away. I don't want it." He said, "My devotees are sitting in open shade. Do they have shade? They are sitting in the open ground. The boys were sitting in open and they were singing bhajan." He said, "What right do I have to an umbrella?" That is the level of compassion that he has. Coming back to main story now. He materialized the vibhuti. You thought I lost it, huh? It doesn't happen like that. That is karuna. Yadevi sarva bhutesu smriti rupena samsita. O Divine Mother, give me the power of memory. Yadevi sarva bhutesu kshama rupena samsita. ಯಾದೇವಿ ಸರ್ವಭೂತೇಸಿ ಕರುಣಾ ರೂಪೇಣ ಸಂಸ್ಥಿತ ನಮಸ್ತಸ್ಯೈ ನಮಸ್ತಸ್ಯೈ ನಮಸ್ತೈ. ಎಟ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಈಸಿ ಟು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ರಿಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಮೀ. ಸೊ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಡೆಂಟ್ ವೇರ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಟಿಲೈಸ್ ದ ವಿಭೂತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಪುಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಪಾಕೆಟ್, ಇಟ್ ರೋಲ್ಡ್ ಮೀ ಪಪೆಟ್, ಐ ಗೇವ್ ಯು ಪ್ರಸಾದ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ವಿಭೂತಿ. ಗೋ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಫಾರ್ವರ್ಡ್, ವಿಭೂತಿ ಅನುಭೂತಿ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸಾನ್ಸ್ಕ್ರಿತ್, ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್. He said, you only heard that I am an embodiment of compassion and love and mercy. Experience that. How will you experience? How will you experience? I was asked to give a talk in Sai Kulwanthal because of the change of weather, and I had just come back from London. You see, the London is very cold, and I came over here, it is pretty hot, and he said, and then you have a cold drink, you know, because that's a natural tendency. So my throat was affected, and for a second when I was giving a talk, my voice got choked. And Swami immediately, like we had kept a water for him, he immediately opened the lid and he offered it to me. So I said, it's okay. By the time Brother Sudhir Bhaskar was sitting behind Swami's chair, he got up and he brought another glass of water. I said, it's okay. Because I decided not to drink, because by that time my voice came back, you see. When the talk was over, I bowed down to Swami and I asked him, I said, Baba, how was that? I always used to ask him. Because he was doing it, so he must know, no, how he has done it. Not that I should know how I have done it. He said, Papad, how is your voice? Your throat is okay? I said, yeah. Very happy. Kucho. Better. At other time, when the gold work was going in Sai Kulwanthal, you know, when Swami had decided to have the golden ceiling, you know, where you all sit. In his own room there is nothing, it is bare. Whereas you people are, we people are sitting in a hall, huh, which has got a gold ceiling. So the work was going on, and Swami had decided to give darshan in Purnachandra Hall. I came from London, Swami had asked me to come on a particular date. So I arrived here, and I made inquiry. I said, what time Swami gives darshan nowadays, you see, because timings change, you see, sometimes. So I was told that there is no darshan in Sai Kulwanthal, work is going on. Now darshan is in Purnachandra Hall. I had fever at that time. I had a very sore throat. It was paining. And it was my first darshan on that visit. Swami came down from his residence in, during those days Swami was residing in, his divine abode was Purnachandra Hall. He came down, you know, there is a door, you must have seen. When Swami stands there, the door automatically opens, it has got a sensor. He came from that door, he walked down the steps, he went right up to the end, you know, where you have got a clock there, you see, at the end, Om. He wanted to give darshan to each and every one of them who were sitting right at the back side. He came, and when he saw me, he stopped there. Now, I had just arrived, just 2 hours before. I had gone to my room, Prem Kutir, which is in W9 building. I had a shower and I had changed my dress, and I had just come there. I had not met anybody, I had not spoken to anybody. Swami came and stood in front of me, and he waved his hand and he materialized Vibhuti. He didn't give it in my hand. He was holding it. He said, look, Papesh, look up. So I looked up and he applied it on my throat. He said, you're having fever, isn't it? You've got a sore throat. Huh? Don't drink cold water. This is Karuna. Pukare prem se koi wo nange paon aata hai. Those of us who know Hindi, when you call him from the core of your heart, he comes running. He doesn't even spare 1 second or waste 1 second to wear even his footwear. To our physical mother, we have to ask, Amma, I am hungry, get me something to eat. Amma, I am going to school, where is my pocket money? Huh? With Swami, you don't have to ask. He will give you what you need. Maybe he will not give you what you want, because he knows it's not good for you. Coming back to Kodaikanal, once he said that, what is the program for the afternoon? So there was silence, and Swami said, "Acha, this afternoon, before the afternoon session, you all go for boating." He looked at me and he said, "Hey, Puppet, you also go for boating. You want to take your wife also?" I said, "No, it's okay, Swami, don't worry. You want to go alone?" I said, "It's okay, you go for alone. But in the evening, when you go out, you take her also and you have a walk. Huh? Have a walk on the lakeside. You take your wife also. I'll come back to that point also." So we went for the boating. We were supposed to go for the boating. Swami had arranged for the car. And he told the official that these boatmen, you see, those who have the small boats in Kodaikanal Lake, when they realize that we are all in whites and we have come from Swami's ashram, you know, Sai Shruti, they will refuse to take money, but make sure you pay the money. Not only that, but make sure that you give them tips also. Very be generous. So we were ready to go, and Swami came outside and he said, "Look, when you go for the boating, sit in the center. Don't sit on the edge of the boat, you see. It's a little boat, you know, and don't put your hand in the water, you see. It will get wet. And the water is not very clean. And sit in the center. So the boatman will have no difficulty in balancing the boat." Can you imagine this kind of details? Sisters, did your mother tell you like that? We were going back to London on a charter flight. Swami asked me, "What is the program for in the city?" Because we were going via Bangalore. We were supposed to go to Lee Meridian Hotel and have a... I had booked a banquet hall. Well, that's what I used to do. That was how he has trained me. So we used to have our last meal. Because then once we reached London, then everybody has gone to their respective homes, and they are, somebody has come from Birmingham, somebody has come from Manchester, somebody has come from Leicester. Like the birds, they fly away from the tree and the tree is bare. And Puppet is left alone, you see. So we always used to have the last meal together, and then we do have some satsang and then some good time, you know. Having had so much of hardship, because my boys, you know, they are here, but they don't have that kind of stamina which you have, you know. So they need some change, you know. So Swami asked me, "What's the program in the city, Puppet?" I said, "Baba, we arranged for a program in city. We are going to Hotel Lee Meridian, and then we will have Swami's prasadam there. I dare not say at dinner, you know." So I said, "We will have Swami's prasadam, and then we will have some satsang, and then we will go to the airport." "What time is your flight?" So I think we were supposed to take the flight at about 4:30 in the morning. So he said, "What time is the checking in?" So I said, "About 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, 2 hours before the flight." So I said, "Swami, before we board the flight, we are going to do 21 omkars and suprabhatam." You know what Swami said, brothers and sisters? "It's a puppet. Do it silently, huh? Don't make noise. Other passengers will get disturbed." He is not worried about his own omkar and his own suprabhatam. His concern was the other passengers who are waiting at the gate to board the aircraft. They'll get disturbed. Whether you are a devotee or a non-devotee, to be honest with you, we claim that we are devotee of Swami. Swami once told the boys in Trayi Vrindavan session, he said, "Puppet pretends that he has got faith in me. But the matter of the fact is that I have got explicit and implicit faith in Puppet. Whether Puppet has got faith or not, that is his problem. But I have full faith in Puppet that one day he will work for me and one day he will listen to me." That is his. He looks at you not at a physical level. We took him at a physical level, that is our problem. He was not from this world. No human being can be in public eye for 85 years so selflessly without any ego. It's impossible. We were singing songs. That day Swami had told me, we had done 6 programs, and he told me, that was Friday, and he came here in the evening and he said, "Hey, Puppet, Because all the boys and girls, they were sitting ready for program. That was the seventh day. He said, you did program yesterday, no? I said, yeah. So he said, again you are sitting there? He's a puppet. Listen, today I will give you only 5 songs, that's all. That's it. When they have finished 5 group songs, finish it. Finito. So I said, Baba, even if you allow us to sing 1 song, and if you say stop it, we'll stop it, no? He said, very good. Shuru karo. Mind you, he has just told me, and then he has come to the portico and he sat down. He closed his eyes. We gave him the card program, and then he said, start. Brothers and sisters, we sang for 1 hour and 40 minutes. 1 hour and 40 minutes we were singing, we were running short of bhajans, we were running short of group song, we were repeating, but he was not concerned. Brahmanandam paramasukadam kevalam jnanam murtim dandvatitam gaganasadrasam tattvamasya dilaksham ekam nityam vimalachalam sarvada sakshi bhutam. He was enjoying it. It didn't matter to him whether it's a repeat song. Imagine you have potato curry in the morning, your mother will serve you potato curry in the morning, you lose your temper and will say, Amma, you gave this in the morning also, same thing today. Didn't buy any vegetables? Tomorrow buy something nice for me. I like lady finger. There you are. You have a choice. Swami never had any choice. He was there to serve us. That was his compassion. That's why he told me, puppet, get up early in the morning in Brahma Muratam. Brahma Muratam starts at 3:30 in the morning up to 6. He said, get up at that time. Lines are free. Lines are also free. Internet is free. Call me. 3 omkar and you have dialed the number. You dial the country code and you say, Asatoma Sadgamaya. When you say, Loka Samasa Sukhino Bhavantu, the call is over. The message already reached. Over and out. No charge. Do I do that? Let's go back to the main point. He materialized the vibhuti, put the packet in my pocket, and he said, puppet, vibhuti, go one step forward, anubhuti, have experience of my compassion. That's not enough. Go one step again forward. Sahanubhuti. Compassion for one and all. It is not enough, brothers and sisters, I am telling you very seriously now. It is not enough to say that Baba is the embodiment of compassion, Baba is the embodiment of love, Baba is the embodiment of righteousness, Baba is the embodiment of prema. It is not enough. I must also become like him. Water will mix with water, isn't it? Will oil mix with the water? Sister Noshi? Will it? No, it will not. It will float on the surface. Water will mix with water. If he is embodiment of the compassion, then I also must also become embodiment. If not embodiment, at least the ray of the compassion must be there in my heart. That is Swami's compassion. He wants us to become like him. It was the year 1989, 21st of December. Swami, the preparations were going on, you see. During those days, every second person in Prashanti Nilayam, I'm telling you the truth, I'm taking you back 25 years, 89, isn't it? Every second person was a white man. There were so many foreigners. That's how the concept of this Western canteen came up. The devotees were coming in large numbers from Germany, from Holland, from United Kingdom, from all over the Europe, from United States of America. There were numbers of people coming. And 21st of December, actually the whole ashram used to be hyperactive. Practices are going on for the choir and the carol singing, and then also for the Suprabhatam on the Christmas morning, and then Swami is to open the silver door and is to give the darshan, and then there is the evening program, and there is a beautiful drama staged by the overseas devotees and the children. Maybe 150 children are participating in that play. And Swami used to come and attend the afternoon rehearsal. It used to be, you know, grueling hot in Purnachandra Hall because there are no fans. So he used to come out and tell the boys or people, those who are accompanying him, arrange joy ice cream. During those days there used to be joy and quality ice cream. And Swami used to send ice cream for us. I was also participating in the play. I've experienced all these things. There was no need for it. But he used to send ice cream for us. Children are feeling hot. Let them have some ice cream. But then he also does not lose the opportunity to teach you. He said, become like ice cream. Ice is cool, so be cool. Cream is white and pure, become like that. Become soft and pure. He used to teach us also. Ice cream khaya, then become pure like that. Become sweet like that. Become soft like that. Swami came and he said that, how many? And we were 32 people at that time. He said, go. We sat down in the Swami's divine hall, in the interview room. That room is very... Swami said, actually, when we entered inside the interview room, Swami said, this room is small, but the heart is very big. That is His mercy and compassion. Karuna Murti. We sat down and He was encouraging us to ask question. He said, no personal question, ask spiritual question. So I raised my hand and I said, Swami, it is said that you are always established in non-duality. You have no concept of pain and pleasure. For us, for you, everything is equal. You have no idea about worry, because you never worry, because it is Puppet who worries. Hurry, worry and curry, that is my domain, you see. You don't know what is joy, what is unhappiness, what is sadness, what is suffering. So when Puppet is suffering, how do you know that I am suffering? Because it is said in the scriptures that you are always in the state of Satchidanandam. You are established in truth, consciousness and bliss. So how will you experience my pain? I cut my finger, I am putting a bandage. Do you feel the pain? I eat a lot of sugar and I get diabetes and then I have a problem. And do you feel that problem? No. Because you are above all that then. And Swami looked at me. During those days, Swami was, my name was known, like Arvind introduced me as Puppet, how it was done in Trai Vrindavan. My naming ceremony was done by Swami. He also spelled out the out. So that I don't make a mistake on the spelling. Instead of putting one P, I put two P. Swami said, "You, that is the real spelling." Anyway, so Swami looked at me and he said, that time he used to call me Rowdy. From 1983 onwards, Swami used to call me Rowdy. Rowdy means a guy who is very mischievous, you know. Even now I am that. Habits die very hard, you know. Some people don't improve. Swami once told me, don't try to prove, improve first. When you are plain, you don't have to explain. Anyway, let's get back to the main story. So he looked at me and he said, do you want me to feel your pain? I said, yeah. And he himself recited that mantra. Bhavatitam triguna rahitam sadgurutvam namami. I am beyond sattva, raja and tama. I am beyond all the three gunas. I am also beyond and above duality. The heat and cold, the pain and pleasure, the happiness and sadness. I am above all that. Because I have established myself in that equanimity where everything is ekatvam, it is samatvam. Samatvam, it is saitvam. Saitvam, it is satyatvam. And satatvam, it is sarvatram. I am repeating what he has taught me. So he said that, you want me to experience your pain? I said, yes, Baba. He said, then become like me. I am pure. I am selfless. I am full of compassion and mercy. become like me, then your pain will become my pain. Then your will become my will. Then it will be, you will be right to say, Inshallah, Alhamdulillah. Have I practiced that? I was told that I am supposed to speak for 1 hour. It's almost 12 o'clock. It's time for the prayer. So, brothers and sisters, in last 1 hour we were discussing about Swabhing being the embodiment of compassion and mercy and pure love. With his consent and approval, I have quoted few of my experiences. Because there is no point in saying and reading something which somebody has experienced, because it has to be my experience. If my daughter is hungry, then she has to eat. I can't eat for her. I can provide for her. One has to experience oneself. And when you are established and experienced, then you also know with intensity what other person also feels, because you have felt the same feelings. When Swami gave me the permission to start Heart Wall Bank Charity in United Kingdom, which has been now operating for last 13 years, Swami told me one very simple question: does your heart beat only for yourself or for others too? If your heart is beating only for yourself, there is no difference between you and a dog. He is also breathing. You are also breathing. So what's the big difference? What's the big deal? When you see somebody hungry, then you must feel the pangs of hunger. When you find somebody thirsty, do you feel thirsty? He asked me once in Kodaikanal, Papa, do you love your wife? I said, yeah. So he said, when she gets headache, do you take Panadol? I said, no. He said, then you don't love your wife. His formula is very simple. If you do not experience the pain of your own wife's headache, then how do you claim that you love your wife? Her pain is her pain. If she tells me, I got a headache, what I will say? Hey, come on, don't be stupid. Go and take some bloody paracetamol. I will lose my temper. And then I say, I love her. I must be joking, isn't it? And then I also say, I am married. Married to whom? To whom? I leave these thoughts with you. Because if I give you the answer, you tonight you won't sleep, you know. I have come here to give a talk. I have not to make you sleepless, you see. Anyway, it's time for prayer. Sarvavasu samarpayami to Sarveshwara. Sachidananda Swarupa, Sarvantaryami Swarupa. Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Swarupa Avatara, Satyam Shivam Sundaram Avatara, Sarva Devata Avatara, Sarva Shakti Swarupa Avatara, Sarva Mantra Dantra Yantra Swarupa Avatara, Sadguru, Devguru, Jagadguru, Karuna Murti, Prema Murti, Kshama Murti, Si Sainath Maharajaya. Iti Sri Mangalware, Mangalkari, Kalyanakari, Gunakari, Sukhakari, Param Pavitra Dine, Divine Declaration Subha Muhurte, Durgashtami Maha Mahotsav Prasange, Prashanti Nilayam Madhye, Madhyan Arti Samaye, Savinay, Sab Prem, Sab Kutumb Sahit, Koti Koti Sashtan Jangal Pranam. Kayena Vachana Manasendriyerva, Buddhyatmanava, Prakutisavava, Karomi Adyat Sakalam Parasmai Narayana Iti Samarpanam. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. It's a beautiful day, Swami's Avatar Declaration Day, and a very fitting apt talk from our brother Ajit. I would like to call him Ajit because he is invincible. He is victorious. Let Swami call him always puppet. He is not our puppet. He is more than that for us. Today we have learned two things from him, but out of two, one I have to definitely seek one clarification. That is very, very important. Important thing is, anymore at least before taking food, we all will remember to wash our hands. I think this washing the hands will definitely be a story which you all will remember anymore whenever you go for washing your hands. Papadji, I would like to ask you a simple question. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I like four group of people. One is Jnani, he loves them the maximum, like Vithura, Sahadeva and all. Then next comes Jigyasu, saints and munis and rishis, he likes them who are men of wisdom. The third one is Ardharti, like people like Dhruva and others. Arthis, like Draupada who comes and cries during the last minute, he cries. You belong to which category? That's it. I can come here, this. Yes. It's the picture.
Brother Murli is asking, he has quoted the shloka from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Arthi, Artharthi, Jnani and Jignashu. These are the four types of people who come at the lotus feet. The basic objective is to seek. Swami Vivekananda was in America, in United States of America. He was in Chicago after the second visit. An American devotee asked that, Swami, I would like to know one thing from you, that I want to come to India and seek God. Because all the four categories of people whom you mentioned, they are going there to seek something, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Swami Vivekananda gave a very beautiful answer. He said, my son, in India we don't seek God, we see God. So to answer you very candidly, I don't belong to any of this category. My understanding is very simple. He is my sir and I am under. Brothers and sisters, I would like to share with you. I think you people have got beyond.
No,
I thought by now you must be fed up and bored with me, you see.
They are enjoying. Please, they are enjoying.
I would like to share with you one more experience of mine that happened on 15th of January 2011. As you all know that Swami decided to go to the hospital on 27th of March. I had my last interview with Swami on 7th of March, just 20 days before he went to the hospital. But on 15th of January at 9:30 in the night, I was with Swami in Yajur Mandir. And Swami was weeping actually. He had taken my hand in his hand and he was massaging it. First he asked me, Puppet, when are you going? Swami was very weak. His speech was very feeble. I said, tomorrow. He said, don't go. I want you to talk tomorrow. I said, Baba, you are stopping me just because you want to arrange puppet show. He said, yes. I said, no, I'm going. Because your health is more important than my talk. And I said, Baba, you are my master. And I'm your slave. And Baba, he said, Malik, I said it in Hindi, I'm just translating it. Malik means master, you know. And he said, like Shirdi, when Baba was in Dwarka, he said, Malik, 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 Sabka Malik Ek. There's only one master. Brothers and sisters, Baba never made me realize that He is God. He only made me realize that I belong to Him. In the only relationship which I had with Him, I always considered Him as my master and I am His slave. Because if you look at the Cambridge University Dictionary or Oxford Dictionary, Brother Murli, you also check it out. Slavery is one profession, if you call it profession or employment, where there is no redundancy. There is no fear of losing the job. I can't afford to lose my job as puppet, you see. Getting a job is very difficult nowadays, you know that. Neither I wish to become redundant. So right from day one, I thought that He is my master and I am His slave. I will do exactly what He says. Do or die, not to question why. So I have never considered myself as a follower of Baba because I don't follow His footsteps the way I should, which is very regrettable. I don't say that I am a devotee of Swami because I am not devoted to His teaching. I haven't practiced what He has been teaching me tirelessly, faithfully, lovingly, and I have not devoted myself to Him and His teaching with body, mind and consciously with super consciousness. I cannot say that I am His instrument because the instrument has to be very sharp and very efficient and very proficient. What is the point in buying a German knife made in Germany, which is costing a bomb, and that damn thing doesn't work? It is useless. You might as well go to supermarket here made in Bangalore, it will work. So I cannot say I am His instrument. Leave aside the question of divine instrument. That graduation degree He can only give. Very rightly Baba said that you are my puppet. Puppet doesn't have anything of his own. He is a big zero. Yes, when he comes and stands in front of me, I become number 10.
Sorry.
But that He does it out of pure love and compassion. I have got nothing to offer, I have got nothing to say. Whatever I have said what I have experienced. That experience were given to me out of His love and compassion. It's not because I have merit, or I have any qualification, or I am something very special. No. Mother loves the child despite the fact that she has to wake up 3 times for feeding and 1 time to change the nappy. She does not complain, does she? Has any mother gone to a doctor and said that I had sleepless night, give me some medicine? Why? Because I had to get up and feed my baby 3 times. Every 2 hours she gets up. And every 1 hour I had to go and check whether there is any need for changing the nappy. There was no calculation. She carried with me for 9 months the burden. Did she calculate? How can you discharge the dues that is due to her? I want to express my gratitude. I was telling somebody other days to my boy that when I will die, which I will, because I have come with the return ticket, you see, I will be going as a debtor. My accounts will not remain settled. I have not come here to seek knowledge. I have not come here to seek any material or any spiritual power or any benefits. I came here because I fell in love with Him, simple as that. Where you have love, there is no explanation.
Absolutely.
When you have love, there is no fear. In love, there is no bargaining. In love, there is no reason, there is no season. He can decide whether I have come here and benefited by His teaching and whether I have become a embodiment of knowledge, or whether I am a genuine inquirer, jignasu, or whether I only came here to seek benefits. I cannot make judgment about myself. If I do so, I'll be making a mistake. When the case is referred to the Supreme Court, High Court has already lost the power, isn't it? I hope I have answered your question.
You know, I can definitely assertively say something about this. Though Lord Krishna said these 4 as His category of people whom He loved, Our Sai Krishna has got a different definition with which our Mr. Puppet started beginning, but he drifted in a different direction. Swami says, even all these four group of people, as he mentioned, expect something at least in return. Even a husband is very affectionate to his wife, expecting something in return. Wife is expecting something for husband in return. You cannot say there is nothing give and take. Some give, some take will definitely be there. Even jnanis expect that, no, Bhagavan, we would like to reach your feet at the end. That is their desire. But there is only one thing which is desireless, which I love most. That's what Sai Krishna says. That is service. Though our Popat is absolutely modest enough to say that I am not his tool in his hand, but we all know Swami is the brain for the Grama Seva and the main tool is Ajit Popat. All of you know it. While he is doing it, is absolutely selfless. He doesn't think anything as in return for him. I don't think he even expects God's love, as he say in this case of what service he is rendering to the Grama Seva through Grama Seva. He really satisfies the desire of Swami that you do your selfless service, which he is doing. I think what else could be the karuna that Swami is practicing through him to the world. I hope you all understand me. He is the person who complies with the direction of Swami, that ultimately selfless service is the thing which I love the most. So let me conclude. That's a beautiful talk by a person who is selfless in his service, and that is ultimate karuna. Our Karunamayi has sent a beautiful person to us to talk on the subject of karuna today, and we are really thankful to the Lord and definitely not to Popat. Asato ma sadhyamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityo ma amritam ghamaya. Om shanti shanti shanti. Samasta loka sukino bhavantu, samasta loka sukino bhavantu, samasta loka sukino bhavantu. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Jai bolo Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba ji ki jai.